Our family was built through open adoption. My husband and I completed the home study, the police checks, the medical tests, all so that we would be eligible to be chosen by a birth family. It took a lot of patience, but after a few years of waiting, we brought our dear daughter Abby home, and she is the best child in the history of the world. Even when she's not the best child, she's the best child in the history of the world. And while I would say that becoming parents was priceless for us, in reality, of course, it was not priceless. In most cases, there is a cost to go through the process. So today we're going to take a closer look at how to plan your finances so you can build your family. Our guest is Jennifer Myers. She is a financial advisor with SageVest Wealth Management and an adoptive parent herself. She joins us from McLean, Virginia. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Tell us about your family. Was adopting a big decision for you?
I think adopting is a big decision for anyone. It just as starting a family is a big decision. So it took a lot of research and time and financial diligence. But it's a wonderful decision and a wonderful path to follow.
Yeah. There are so many different ways that someone could pursue adoption. They could pursue a domestic adoption, an international adoption. They could work with the children's services in the community that they're from. So the costs vary significantly, but certainly there is a cost to most of them. How do you factor in the money when it comes to choosing a path?
Well, it's a very good question, and you have to be financially prepared because there are definitely costs involved to adopting. Just as with anyone, whether or not you're adopting or you're looking at starting a family, the first thing is having a financial plan and knowing how financially ready you are, which is just important for anyone at any age in life if you're over 18, frankly. But, you know, sitting down, working with an advisor, ideally, and knowing, you know, are you setting aside enough? Do you have the financial resources to adequately cover your existing bills, to have the money that you need, and including some contingency plans? Because as an adoptive parent, or somebody pursuing adoption, you have to understand that some adoptions work smoothly, some don't, some have bumps along the way, and those can be financial or other. So you have to have some buffer financially, and then also making sure that after you become an adoptive parent, that you have the financial resources to be a good parent. Mm. In terms of, you know, buying diapers, formula, clothing,
yeah,
and
yeah.
goes on.
So many financial goals that people have, like retirement, you know, vacations, a home, all that. They're worthy and wonderful goals. But building a family is it's in many ways a separate category, because if someone were to ask me, like, how do I sort out my money to build my family through adoption, I would just tell them to sell a kidney on the open market, or I don't know, like the extent to which I would recommend they make these sacrifices to make it happen would be different from almost any other financial goal out there, because I'm so passionate about it. How do you combine the emotional element of building a family with the practical element of there needs to be a check to cover the home study?
So you bring up an excellent point, and it's one that honestly comes up with a lot of our clients, regardless of if adoption is in the cards or not. The reality is that a lot of people need to make decisions and prioritize different things financially in life, and adoption includes a little bit more prioritization of goals and financial objectives. So if you want to have the resources to adopt, I might not recommend selling a part of your body.
I was only mostly kidding.
But you might make decisions of, you know, what's more important? Do you want to take an exotic trip or have a luxury car, or do you want to have a child as part of your life? And those are some, like I said, discussions that we talk about with all individuals. But if you need to set aside resources to make this life objective happen, then it might be a balancing act with other elements.
What advice do you have on taking on debt to make this happen? Because certainly when we think about less conventional ways to fund your family, surrogacy, adoption, they have a cost, and there are ways to borrow to bring those goals to life. How would you navigate that?
So I become very cautious when I think about taking on debt. You really have to evaluate what your, if there's going to be a dramatic improvement in your financial situation going forward, which sometimes we hope those will happen and sometimes they materialize and they don't. But as I mentioned earlier, once you become a parent, your expenses continue to grow. So if you're having trouble financing the costs right now, you just need to make sure that you're going to be able to adequately raise the child and have the resources to do that. So I'd be very cautious about taking on debt unless you, you know, I'd want to have a backup plan. Mm. So perhaps check with family members and make sure that you have an out that you can still take care of that child longer term.
How do you help clients manage their expectations? So if I was talking to a social worker who worked with parents, they would have a whole set of things that they would work with their clients to help them manage the emotional weight. But in this case, this is a investment, air quotes, investment, in which they may not get the return for years. And even when they try and lower their bar and say, okay, it's going to be 4 years, it might not be four, it might be seven. As a financial advisor, how do you help provide the support on that, given that it's an investment unlike any other?
Good question. What I talk about is the fact that adoption, as I mentioned earlier, does have risks in terms of timing, in terms of revocation, a number of different things. So you need to go into it with open eyes without having, you know, lofty expectations, or if you do have financial constraints, making sure that you're making wise decisions in how you're pursuing adoption so that you can protect yourself financially and emotionally, to and really being cognizant of what kind of risks you can take on and what you can't take on or what you're not willing to take on. It's always a balancing act.
What are some of the pitfalls for people as they pursue the adoption path? What should they know from a financial perspective, the things that they should endeavor to avoid?
Well, you know, the pitfalls, the biggest pitfall is that something's going to change. If you're pursuing international adoption, I have friends who were overseas and the laws changed while they were there and they got stuck there for months. Mm. So you really need to be cognizant of what's going on with that country. If you're working on a private adoption and working with a birth mother, you know, understanding what revocation rights she has, and then knowing financially, I think a big thing to talk about with whomever you're working with is understanding if an adoption does fail, where do you stand in terms of your finances about a second attempt and in terms of timing where you might lie in the structure?
Such a great topic. And Jennifer, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about it with us today.
Sure.
Jennifer Myers.
Both of our hearts.
It absolutely does. I could talk about it all day, every day. Jennifer Myers, financial advisor with Sagevest Wealth Management, and also, and perhaps even more importantly, an adoptive parent of two gorgeous girls herself. She joined us from McLean, Virginia.